Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Discussions in this show are for educational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. United Planners and its representatives do not offer tax or legal advice.
And welcome back to LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. I'm Tom Shalero, sitting in for JLI News Radio. Time is 7:26 a.m. And what does that mean at this hour? We have the great Craig Ferentino with us. He is the founder and president of Craig James Financial Services. Always great to have Craig Ferentino on the program. And let me just say this. Every time Craig is on and I'm sitting in for Jay Oliver, I have my pen and paper. I'm writing down everything he says. Craig Ferentino, how are you?
Good morning, Tom. You know, it's so good to hear you. I love your show in the afternoon. Your breadth and knowledge of so many different areas, and you really like getting into the Long Island situation, politics, economy. You do a great job there. I really appreciate listening to you.
It's so important for the folks. So important for the folks too. But I know people look forward to when you come on. You're on, I believe, every day with Jay and giving us a financial report and so on. And I have to say, there's nothing more important than money and investing it and having knowledge of it and so on. So what do you have for us today, Craig Ferentino?
Oh, well, thank you. Well, we have the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Every Monday, you know, Tom, we like to talk about where we are year to date. Because, you know, there's day-to-day gyrations of the market. You know, it's like, goes up, goes down, goes up. So how am I doing since January 1st? Because when people open their statements, when people look at their accounts, they see their numbers, they see their performance. But a lot of times when they do that, they don't compare it to various indexes. So we're going to take a look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average. So, we closed Friday at 38,676. For the week, it did about 1.1%. But year to date, in spite of all the great news and everything else, it's up 2.6%. 2.6% since January 1st. Now, the S&P 500 index, which, you know, a lot of growth mutual funds compare themselves to, that was at 51.28. For the week, it only did 0.5%. Year to date, it's 7.5%. So that's 500 stocks, very broad based. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 30 stocks, up 2.6%. And the last major index that people look at is the NASDAQ. That's the tech-heavy 100 stocks, four symbols on their stock symbol, four letters. It closed for the week 1.4%, and for the year up 7.6%. So, you know, we're trying to beat inflation. The equity market is the place to work to get it to beat the inflation rate, which is over 4%, at least that's what they tell us. So at 7.6% year to date, that's pretty good. That means you're making about 3% over inflation, which still isn't a heck of a lot, Tommy. You know, it's something. The 10-year Treasury oil since January 1st, the price of oil has gone up 9%, which is pretty impressive. You know, but you know, it's just inflation is very sticky. Jerome Powell doesn't know what to do with it. You know, it's they're just sitting there being patient. The numbers came out softer on Friday, you know, in terms of, and so he's going to be looking at things. So that's what we have. Investors need to know that it's a very, very important time of the year to start to put money away in their IRAs. If they haven't done so already, have a situation. You really need to save for retirement. Things are going to change. I'm pretty sure of it in the future. We're going to be at a higher tax bracket, Tommy. And, you know, the Tax Cuts and Job Act of 2017 will, if Congress does nothing by the end of 2025, will revert back to what it was before. We're in the lowest tax rates in our lifetimes. Absolutely lowest tax rate. The 28%, which is the normal, is now 22% and 24%. The high tax rate isn't much higher. You know, it's at 39.6%. Under Obama, it's at 35%.
Wow.
Under the last tax cut. So unless Congress does something, you see where Republicans only have a 3-vote majority right now in Congress. It's looking very, very tight. So we want to make sure that people understand they have to make themselves less tax toxic for the future. And they have to do things today so that they understand how that's going to work out. They'll be in much better shape in the future. And so they need to call our office at 631-393-2888, Craig James Financial. Just want to go to our website. You can actually schedule something. So Craig, make me less tax toxic, because you know what? I see what's coming. I can't get another. Can't cut anything. I certainly couldn't cut $61 billion for Ukraine to make it $30 billion or $40 billion. Everything's going in as planned. Very scary times.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you really got me thinking. I'll probably be talking about this on the midday show. I like the phrase tax toxic, but there is a possibility with maybe a political change coming in 2024 that this can be restored. The folks here on Long Island, they're strapped, as you well know. You're dealing with this certainly every day with some of your clients. Is that what we have to hope for? Is that maybe, whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans, that they come to a realization that we can't be tax toxic, so to speak?
Yes. Well, you know, we've taken $5 trillion in tax receipts, which is the highest we've ever taken in.
Wow.
And but the government still spends $7 trillion. So if you can't make up that gap, you're going to be, believe it or not, Tommy, it's going to, you know, where are they going to get the money from? The government doesn't make anything. So they got to take it from people, you know, they really do. And the only way to do that is through the largest collection agency in the country, and that's the IRS. Yeah, the largest collection agency in the world, actually.
Yes, it certainly is. Once again, Craig Farentino, you can hear him every day, Monday through Friday, in the LI on the AM show, Craig Farentino. Craig, thank you so much. Appreciate it, my friend. I will talk again soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for all that you do.